Okay, let me try now to solve this problem. So, in the first part of the problem, we just need, as in the previous exercise, to sum these awaited values. So the simple thing to do is just to copy this input data over the input data of the previous exercise. If I copy them over here, everything goes crazy because these are not numbers anymore, but if I place here the equal sign, they come back to the number, and with this very quick trick, we have got the computation of both the total linear level and the total A-weighted level. That's all. In this case, they are not very different, you see. 91.5 is the linear sum, and 91.3 is the awaited summation. Now is the time to be honest. Who did make it right, raise his hand, and who make this computer right, raise, I want to see. Okay, be proud of this. Okay. The first number, the total awaiting sum, was 91.3, yes. Counter check, who did make this wrong? Okay, don't be scared, don't worry, it's not a problem, it's not the exam. You can raise your hand. If you don't manage to get this, or you manage to make the computation, but it was different than 91.3, raise your hand, is not a problem. This was easy, only you. Did you understand what was the problem? No. Great. Okay, we will work on that. Okay, now we have got a single number which already packs what happens at every frequency. For doing the reverse computation, because now we know the sound pressure level and the unknown is the sound power level, we can load it directly on the single awaited number. You don't have to do it at every frequency. Okay? It is already the total pressure level, 91.3, at 16 meters from the source. What the hell will be the sound power level? You just reverse this formula. It's simple. Let me reverse it. If we reverse this formula, LW will be LP minus 10 times logarithm of Q divided 4 pi greek squared d. Oops. So. Okay, so we just need to apply the formula vice versa for retrieving LW knowing LP. So we will write very simply LW equal LP, which is this one, minus 10 times the logarithm base 10, log 10, of open bracket Q, which is 2, divided 4, divided pi greek, divided d squared. You see how I continue dividing. In Excel, all the terms at the denominator can be written with a slash in front of it. This is not doing 4 divided pi greek divided d. The whole numerator q is being divided by 4 pi and d. This works, but it's not very elegant to write. So I recommend for the sake of clarity, not to write the fraction this way, but to only employ one division sign, and here use another pair of brackets with multiplication. Add to the computation done this way is likely slower in terms of a computer science. A good programmer had written the other way. But we are not worried of that. Computers are fast, and it takes nothing to compute this formula, even if you add a pair of brackets which were not strictly needed. So I prefer to write the formula this way, with Q / open bracket, all the factors which are here in the denominator, closed bracket. It's easier to read, better to aim a computational spreadsheet or a computer program which is easy to read and to maintain than to get it highly optimized in terms of speed. Speed optimization in normal engineering work is not a goal anymore. When I was young and the faster computer was running at 1 MHz, doing this kind of optimization was something that our teacher did insist a lot. Please don't use those brackets if you don't need. Okay, nowadays it makes no sense completely. So you can use a formulation which is easier to read. You press enter and you get the result. Now, again, this thing of raising your hand if you made this computation right. Who of you did reach this result that the power level is 123 decibels? Please raise your hand. Not bad, I must say. Not bad. That was not that easy. You have to reverse a formula, but it was not even too much difficult. Okay, let me make another one. Let me choose among the list of questions, go ahead some years, several years ahead, which of 7 years this one. No, sorry. This one doesn't have any acoustical. It is probably part B. Sorry, what is that? This is just the list of students for today. Okay, this one. It's not really easy to read. Too difficult. Okay, this you should be able to use. This is the Sabin formula, you remember. How to measure the absorption coefficient of a material making two measurements of reverberation time inside a room. So you first have your room empty, camera vuota, empty room, and you first find a reverberation time which is 7 seconds, let me make the thing easy. Then you introduce 10 square meters of unknown absorbing material, you place it over the floor, and you measure again the reverberation time T2, which becomes equal to 4 seconds. So introducing 10 meters of material reduce the reverberation time from 7 seconds to 4 seconds. The volume of your room is 200 cubic meters. We want to compute the absorption area A1 when the room was empty, the total absorption area A2 when in the room these additional 10 square meters of material have been added, and finally the absorption coefficient of the material which has been added, inserted. I write here, if you don't remember the Sabine formula, but I think you should remember it. In any case, I write it here just for being safe that you remember the Sabine formula. The Sabine formula says that reverberation time is O.16 multiplied the ratio between volume and absorption area. The absorption area, remember, can be expressed as the sum of the absorption coefficient alpha, the sum of alpha of each material, let's call alpha E, multiplied the surface S of the same material. The area of each surface. This is the Sabine formula. So I think it should be easy from here to compute A1, because you know T1 and you know the volume, and again to compute A2, because you know T2 and you know the volume. Then, for getting absorption coefficient, you need to make some reasoning of why A2 is larger than A1, who gave you the increment of absorption area, and from the knowledge that the introduced material is 10 square meter, you should get the absorption coefficient. Again, 10 minutes. Okay? Also, this requires only 2 minutes, but okay. I gave you 10.